The trade deal, formerly known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, has picked up a few adjectives and a signed membership of 11 countries. The Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership covers 500 million people and was signed in Chile on Thursday, the same day President Trump signed a document triggering tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Chile's foreign minister called the Pacific Trade Agreement a strong signal against protectionist pressures in favor of a world open to trade. The new steel and aluminum tariffs from the U.S. will not initially include Canada and Mexico, both members of the new trade group. Australia also signed the trade deal, and officials there hope they can avoid U.S. tariffs. President Trump said somewhat cryptically Thursday that Australia is a great country, a long-term partner, adding, "We will be doing something with them." Another U.S. ally hoping for an exemption, Japan, which also signed the new trade agreement, along with Malaysia, Singapore, New Zealand, Vietnam, Brunei, Chile, and Peru. One country watching developments closely is another U.S. ally still hoping to avoid metal tariffs, South Korea. Korea's Ministry of Trade, Industry, and Energy says the country will decide whether to join within a year. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.